Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and we're so excited to share a really big topic that is near and dear to our hearts on this episode. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
And that topic is our give back, Girls Matter. And that is a nonprofit that I started back in the beginning of 2017, although the idea for it came from a documentary that I watched with my girl guides back in March of 2013 called Girl Rising. And you've recently watched that documentary as well, Billy. So I would love for you to share what you thought of seeing that just a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. I already knew what it was about. And I know when, Melissa, you approached me with it and you said, hey, do you want to partner on this? And have our academy give back, you know, to this. It was like a no-brainer for me because this is near and dear to me because I can really see my reflection in those stories. Obviously, not to the degree that, you know, some of them show, like, you know, there's some really hard stories to swallow there. However, the gist of it was, you know, feeling like I was less than because I was a girl, feeling like, you know, the boys were more important human beings than I was, only simply because I was born a female and not a male. And so that core piece of it was really, really profound for me. And now knowing, you know, what I know now, knowing how the programming works, knowing how, you know, the conditioning and stuff we are as we grow up as children, it's really wants me to, I really want to promote this even more now because for the next generation, right? For my daughter now, and I have a son as well. And for me to treat them exactly the same way and not that she's any different because she's a girl and he's any different and he is a boy. Neither of them are better or worse than each other. They're both incredible and they're both magnificent. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that God gave me both a daughter and a son, right? So that I did have the ability now to raise them in equality, right? And raise them in an environment that allows them to grow in whichever capacity they want to grow without any limitations. And I think a lot of the women, especially in these stories and me included in my culture, you know, my parents were from India and I don't, you know, I'm now doing this work now. We know everyone's doing the best they can with the resources that they have. You know, I have a lot of compassion and empathy for, you know, what they had to endure, right? They came from India. You know, I was first generation born here in Canada and they didn't know, right? They were struggling between Eastern and Western society and how do we, you know, bridge the two in a way that is still productive and safe, right? At the end of the day, the core of how they raised me was obviously because they loved me, wanted to keep me safe. Now, obviously that wasn't very productive for me because it made me feel very small, right? It made me feel very powerless and weak and unworthy. And not that they intended for me to feel that way. However, as a child, you don't know any better, right? And you think, oh, because, you know, I'm a girl, I can't do this, or I'm a girl because I can't do that. Imagine the limiting beliefs that came into my mind. And so this one is really, after I watched it, it was really cool that I got to watch it with my daughter. And it was even eye-opening for her. She's like, wow, I had no idea that, you know, girls, it was that. She hears, you know, little bits of stories from me that, you know, yeah, I couldn't play sports when I grew up and I couldn't cut my hair. She knows little things. I didn't, you know, get into details. But to see how, like, they would, to know that, you know, they would marry off a girl so that they could buy a car for the boy was, like, so extreme, right? And so extreme. And yet it's still happening. To this day, there's still like those types of situations where they will marry off girls because they get paid for them. And, you know, girls are almost a commodity in some cultures still. And so really with the work that we do with Amplify Impact Academy and helping people rewire those limiting beliefs that we are ingrained in growing up, especially women, it's really going to allow the world to shift in a way that, you know, that women can stand in their power because there's a lot that women can do. right? And I know with the shift that's happening on the planet, a lot of the, you know, the divine feminine is coming back into play. And I, you know, as you said, in those, the stats of, you know, grow, educate the women. And what was the numbers? You know the numbers.
But it was, if India could educate just 1% more girls, it would grow the GDP of the nation by $5.5 billion. And that blew my mind when I heard it, because I realized in that moment, that is the solution to bringing countries out of poverty, is we literally invest in the education of the other half of the population. And in over 52 countries around the world, high school education is not free. And so families are faced with difficult choices of, do I pay for the education or do I put food on the table? And obviously food on the table wins, and the boys are getting the priority to go to school, and the girls are getting married off in their teenage years for their dowry, etc., as you were talking to. And yes, all of those stories came out in that documentary, Girls Rising. And the solution is simple, in that we just have to educate the other half of the world, because when those girls get out into the workforce, that's what causes the GDP of the country to increase. However, it's not easy, because it takes financial investment, financial resources. It takes some cultural shifts in order for the people in the country to recognize that the girls are equally able to contribute as the boys. And that's not their programming. And so we need to be shifting that programming. And as you alluded to, you know, watching that with your daughter and doing the work that we do, when we shift the programming for our clients, we're also shifting it for the next generations to come. And we already see that in the statistics, in that an educated girl is more than twice as likely to ensure her own children are educated. And so investing in girls today creates that generational ripple effect. And that's what I love about this work. We're not just giving them a fish. We're actually teaching them to fish for life, empowering them to a better life and the generations that come as a result.
And really, it's all about empowerment, right? And I know in our academy, like, we call it an empowerment school, right? This is what we're doing, right? We call it Quantum Life Mastery School. Really, is it about empowering yourselves and understanding that you have the ability to do whatever you want and create the life that you want. And, you know, I'll share a story here, Melissa. You know, when I went, I had the privilege of going to Nepal in 2019 in a humanitarian tour, which I know I've shared with you, but I'll share with the audience, in that, you know, we went to build a water system for a small little village in Nepal. And even that in itself, like, you know, we take our water for granted. We just turn the faucet on and we can drink water from our faucet. And we take that for granted, even a simple thing as water. And yet here, this village didn't even have a water system. And so, you know, we went and we went on this month-long trip. And while we were there, there was an organization called Days for Girls, where, again, something that we also do with Girls Matter is help them, you know, with their menstrual supplies, so they don't have to miss a week of school, you know, because they have their periods. And so it was an organization through there. And, you know, they knew I was a police officer. And they said, hey, Billy, can you maybe teach the girls, you know, these are like tweens, like 12 to 14 years old. They said, can you teach these girls some self-defense, right? Because the girls actually don't even realize that their bodies are theirs. They don't realize that they can say no, that when a man touches their body, that they can say no, this is my body, you're not allowed to touch it. And again, this is just that mentality. It's heartbreaking to see. And so, of course, I said yes. And I, you know, as I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, teaching them some self-defense, you know, basically like kick them in the nuts, you know, that kind of stuff. I had this like profound moment when I see these, like, there was probably like 30, 40 girls, and they're all sitting there looking up at me as if like I'm this strong, powerful, independent woman. And it hit me. I was like, oh my God, that was me. Like, that's why I get emotional. I saw myself in those girls. And I literally just stopped there and I said to them through the translator, because I'm, you know, I don't speak Nepalese. And I said to them, I was like, do you guys understand that I was you? You know, my parents wanted me to get married. I was, you know, married, engaged to be married at 18 years old, right? In our culture, that's what they do. Marry them off before something happens to them, right? Like,
you know, marry them off and do all this stuff. And I was so quiet and so shy when I was back then, because that's how I was raised, right? Speak when spoken to, just be the good little girl, behave, obey, you know, that kind of thing. And when I saw this, I just literally stopped and I said to them, I was like, I was you. And the reason why I'm here now is because I said something. I spoke up and I said, no, I listened to that tiny little voice in my mind that says, Billy, you're made for more. You're made for more, you're made for more. And that voice kept me going and it kept me, and now look where I'm at, right? And as emotional as I am, it's because I know there's so many more people there that need to feel that little ounce of spark of hope that if she could do it, then maybe I can do it. And that little voice, that they listen to it just a little bit more to shift their trajectory of their life. Because had I not listened, who knows where I'd be, right? Maybe I would have said, I did agree to the marriage. And eventually I started building up my courage that I didn't want to be married. And eventually, luckily, my parents agreed and they listened. And had I not listened to that tiny little voice in my mind that said, Billy, like, there's more to you. You are strong. You are powerful. You are worthy. You are loved. All those core limiting beliefs that I was always fighting. And now I want the other people to understand that all you can do is breathe some life into people and let them know that it's possible. That's what we do in our school. So, I mean, this giving back is, I think, the foundational piece of humanity. It is not just about healing ourselves. It's healing ourselves and then allowing others to heal themselves. And it's like, you know, we always say one hand up, one hand out. Heal yourself and then help others, guide them there, right? And that's what timeline therapy, where you can heal trauma without talking about it. And it doesn't have to be this long drawn out thing where you go to therapy for years and years and years and talk about all these horrible things that happened to you as a child. And that really life is supposed to be beautiful. If it's not, we're just doing it wrong, right? And it starts with us. As much as you say, yeah, we have to just educate girls, the parents, the people themselves have to understand first that what is my limiting belief that says that a woman can't be strong? Where did I hear that from? Right? Because I know my parents heard it from their parents. Their parents heard it from their parents.
Right. It's passed down generationally. Absolutely. And, you know, your story is so powerful because there's so many people that relate to your story. And I love your big heart and how you've come through that. And as you said, now you just want to breathe life into everybody else so that they recognize they can come through it too. And just find that spark and light it up. And the other piece of it is, you know, my story where I had the good fortune of, you know, growing up overseas as an expat, having an international school education. And as I sat in that room watching that documentary, and I've always appreciated my education. And yet there were days when I didn't want to go to school. As a child, there were days when I took that education for granted. And I was in that room with my own two daughters and 20 other, you know, teenage girls. And I knew every single one of them also was taking their education for granted. Do I have to go to school today, or faking illness to avoid school? And having no idea what was happening halfway around the world. And it was that moment when I got the download that education should be a right and not a privilege, and you can do something about it. And I was like, me? How can I make a difference? This problem seems so big, I'm just one person. And yet it was there in the back of my head, and it wouldn't leave. And I didn't know what to do about it. And as I moved forward and got into my my own business, there we go, and my personal growth journey, I started realizing that it just takes one person to speak it, to breathe that light into the idea, just like you're breathing the light into people to have them realize their own inner strength. We can breathe the light into the idea to spark it, to have it grow. And that I wasn't ever meant to do it alone. I needed to find the team of people that had helped me bring it together. And over time, that's what I did. And, you know, with the programming of the world that I lived in is, you know, have more money, you know, get more money to have more things. Yes. And really, do we need more things? We don't need more things. things don't bring us happiness. It's our connection with other human beings that can bring us happiness. It's how we serve others that can bring us fulfillment and joy and happiness. And so what I love about this work now is, you know, bringing together people who appreciate where they're at in life and recognizing that I don't need more stuff. What I can do is I can give back, because it's in giving back that I find my own fulfillment, my own joy, my own inner happiness. And there's a book about that written by Lynn Twist, and it's called Living a Committed Life. And she was traveling, and I can't honestly remember if it was in India or Africa. However, wherever she was traveling, she was meeting with people who had very little. And yet they were happy. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, she became aware that I have all these friends who live on Fifth Avenue in New York. They have everything. And they have money to buy more of stuff. And they're not happy. And so she did a social experiment. She literally matched up each of her friends from Fifth Avenue, eight friends, with eight families in either India or Africa, for them to donate funds to these families in order to allow these families to have a few more resources. That's all it was, to have their life be a little bit easier. You know, have menstrual supplies, have their daughters be able to go to school, have a few more funds to buy some clothing. Their lives became easier and they were still happy. And the people on Fifth Avenue became happy. And that is such a powerful message, that happiness comes from within when we give back and serve and help others. Because we were never meant to go through life alone. And it's not about hoarding more stuff for ourselves.
It comes back down to, we are all one. When one of us hurts, we all hurt. You know, I won an award this weekend, and I said, when one of us elevates, we all elevate.
Yes.
It's also the opposite. And so once we can understand that there's no reason why people shouldn't have enough food and enough water and a shelter, like the basic necessities, there's no need for that. There's enough resources on the planet. Unfortunately, our emotions like greed and, you know, power, they take over. And again, it comes back down to the programming. What in your programming? I mean, that was me. I felt like I always had to be in control because I was so controlled growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That programming, I wanted to, it's almost like this pendulum, right? Like, it's like, oh my God, I was controlled. Now I just want to be like crazy, like screw you, world. No one's ever going to control me ever again. However, that's not healthy either. It's like having a nice balance in that, okay, yeah, we can have all the money in the world. However, we want to have balance so that we have happiness too. And there's a good balance between money and happiness, not one or the other, that all we do is need money, and or the people that say, you know, I'm going to sell everything and we go live in the woods and just be happy. I mean, we can have the best of both worlds. And it's a matter of how can we do that with everybody and bring people along with us, right? Because again, when one person hurts, you know, it's like that you're only as strong as your weakest link. And so us as a race, I mean, this is getting a way bigger conversation about life than it is about Girls Matter. However, girls are still humans, and that's what it comes back down to, it, right? There is no, you know, better race. There is no better gender. There's nothing more superior. We are all superior, and we are all one race. And until the planet can really see it from that lens, then there will always be a divide, right? And our job is just to slowly, can we just bring that division a little bit closer? And can we just bring people a little bit back onto their path of where they're meant to be? Not what society told them to be, not what their family told them to be, not what media or the church or, you know, any school told you to be. Who do you want to be? Because you can be whoever you want to be, right? And I never, a million years, and I said this many times throughout our trainings and podcasts, I never thought this is what I would be doing, ever, right? I never thought like I would be teaching people about the unconscious mind and healing trauma and, you know, being a cop. It was a very, very different kind of job. And yet I followed the breadcrumbs. I followed the voice. I listened to it, and it led me here, and it led us together now back in this lifetime to do this work in a way where we can now expressively empower people and not do it kind of, you know, under the table like we've had to in past lifetimes, apparently.
And I never thought I would be here either. You know, when I was in the corporate world and loved that career, I never had health and wellness and holistic health and any understanding of, you know, four bodies, a physical body, a mental body, emotional body, spiritual body. I never knew any of that. And like you, I followed the breadcrumbs and it landed me here alongside you, building this academy, empowering people and loving this work. And through that process, launching this podcast, which also supports Girls Matter. And we are in on December the 8th going to be launching a book. And yeah, we're very, very excited about that. More information to come. And we'll also put details in the show notes when it's launched so people can access it and buy the book. And over the next few weeks, we are going to start sharing podcast episodes by authors that are in the book because it's a collaborative book. And we invited people to come and share their journeys, their journey from Victim Island to Solution City, how they have used the tools to empower themselves and now be out in service to the world with the tools and skills that they have. And so we're very excited to be launching this and are excited for you to be able to follow all of these stories because each and every person has been on their own journey. Each and every story is different and each and every story is powerful. And so that's why we're excited to bring it to the show. And that book, all proceeds from that book are going back to supporting Girls Matter. So in episodes in around December time, once we have the link so that you can buy the book, we'll be absolutely putting that in the show notes. This is just a little sneak preview to let you know that it's coming.
And what a great Christmas gift to give someone, right? Like this, the gift of empowerment and inspiration. And who doesn't need a little bit of hope and inspiration in the world today, right? And instead of, like you said, buying another thing, right? Oh, you know, one needs another pair of socks or, you know, another toiletry set or, you know, some bath bombs or whatever people buy or perfume for that matter. You know, why not give this book of inspiration? You know, when you're buying this gift, it is going to be now helping a girl halfway around the world get a basic thing as education. And in the hopes that now she won't get married off as a teenager, run the risk of dying during childbirth because her body's not ready, you know, to be a mother. And, you know, just empowering the next generation. And that is what this work is all about, is helping ourselves and then helping others. So the timing of this book is so amazing. And again, you know, we created Clear the Screen because we saw this gap in the out there, this epidemic of anxiety where people are being labeled and given all this medication. And really what we want to inspire people and teach them is that it's just there to serve a purpose. Anxiety is simply a messenger. And this is why we said it's like, you know, where anxiety ends and abundance begins. We are not meant to play small. We are not meant to suffer. We are not meant to, you know, live in fear. We are meant to be here in the love story. And if, you know, life is hard, we just say you're doing it wrong. So please, if you are struggling with anxiety and you're like, I can't think of helping other girls because I can't even help myself, this is what you do first. You learn to clear the screen, get rid of the horror show, put up the love story. And really then that's where your life will start to flow because now you are on your greatest path towards your highest self. And that's what this show is all about.
And so the book is called Empowered, From Victim Island to Solution City. As I said, it launches December 8th. We will have the link in the show notes. And as Billy said, it will make a fabulous Christmas gift for that person on your list who already has everything and you don't know what to get them. So stay tuned. That is coming. And if you like this episode and you like what we're doing with Girls Matter and you want to get involved, find us at girlsmatter.ca. And please share this episode with anybody else that you think would like to be involved and to support the girls and empowering them with education.
And if you want to learn how to really get out of your way too, please check out Amplify Impact Academy and look into our Quantum Life Mastery School, because the way we say it, if you want an instruction manual for life, this is it. And it comes complete with an easy button, i.e. your unconscious mind. So let's just let life be a little bit easier. We all deserve it.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code,
check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.